Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
For another opportunity to be here. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is January 28th, the last Saturday in this first month of the year, 2023. And welcome again to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly we honor our co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who did an outstanding job on last week, and certainly we want to lift her up in prayer as she faces some new challenges in her life on today, and certainly we want to pray her healing and her strength in the name of Jesus. I want you to keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. We're still going under new changes and recruiting a new board member. So keep us in your prayers, saints. We want to do some things in 2023 outstandingly and marvelously for the Lord. So keep us in your prayers. And certainly in 2022, your donations help keep us on the air. And we appreciated that. And we hope and we pray that you will continue to support this ministry in 2023. because it is vital to get the word of God out to the masses and to let the people know that they are redeemed. Certainly, we thank all of you, and again, that have given to Amazing Grace Ministries. We're still here by the grace of God, and we are certainly grateful. To everyone in Radio Land, I decree a blessing for this new year, and certainly we have moved forward, moving out of January. This is January 28th, as I already stated, but this is the last Saturday, and there are only a couple more days in January, and we will be moving forward in February, which is considered Black History Month. But certainly we want to keep all of our brothers and sisters up in our prayers, seeing what's going on in various states, the crime against our young people. So I decree a blessing. I decree a blessing for each and every one of you, and I pray that you're safe. And certainly if there's something that has been said on this talk show, I want you to reach out to me and give me a text, 309-750-7584, or email, which that's to AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And Amazing is A-M-A-Z-E-N. GraceMinistries@gmail.com. And certainly you can listen to us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We are on the radio at 9 a.m. on every Saturday morning. And you can click the link. Those of you that receive my text, you don't even have to call. You can just click that link and go full into the show, and you will be on live. And that's http://tobtr.com/s/12192455, and you can listen live. Well, praise the Lord, that was our introduction, so let's get into our lesson, shall we? We got a lot to talk about. All men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There were no grounds for any person to have access into the holy presence, God's holy presence. Yet the death of Christ on the cross has become the platform of unrestricted access to God. In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, Ephesians 1:7. We have a word on today to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory in 2023. And I want you to know we are setting the pace for victory in 2023. The theme for this month of January has been divinely called in 2023. The lesson for this fourth and last Saturday in the month of January is unattainable redemption. Let's go on to the scriptures. Ecclesiastes 1:7. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the waters return again, and the rivers and flows out again to the sea. Galatians 2:20. And this is the New Living Translation. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That should be enough to give you a hallelujah, give you a shout, give you a praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:3. God has united God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wise itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. You know, I want to review the previous lessons. And this month, going into the new year, we started out with I have got covered, restoration and protection, just covered and restored. And we came out of Isaiah 43 and 1 through 12, and I'm not going to read all those, but and I'm just going to give you a verse. But now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that has formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name, thou art mine. And restoration and redemption, knowing that we are and we do belong to God. The second week, we got into being encouraged, encouraging ourselves like David, coming from 1 Samuel 30 and 30, chapter 30, verses 5 through 7, and focusing on that sixth verse that said, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And then last week, I know y'all had a time in the Lord, praise God. I got feedback, and that was simply, please make me better, Lord, in 2023. I want to know if you want the Lord to really, really make you better. We've been going on the theme, and of course, that verse of scripture was Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24, which just says, search me, God, and know my heart, try me and know my faults, and if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And today we are talking about unattainable redemption. When you talk about having a divine call in 2023, there's been a call. The messages have been focusing to the call in which God has called us into. And certainly we have been asking, knowing, understanding that God has covered us. We know that God has covered us, and that we can encourage ourselves to Lord, make me better, take out everything that's not like you. Now we're going to talk about redemption. Because when we're looking to move forward in 2023, we have to lay aside every weight and every sin that keeps us from running the course that God has prepared for us. And if we begin to look to the side of us, and even turning our backs, turning our heads around and looking to the past, then there creates some stumbling blocks. So when we look at unattainable, when we define that word, it means unable to be tamed, brought under control. And certainly when you look at wild animals and it seems that you cannot control their behavior. But when we look at unattainable, it's almost like an oxymoron when we put it to redemption. Mm-hmm. But in essence, what Christ is saying, I have redeemed you to the point that, hallelujah, you can't do anything about it unless you don't accept it. So let's look at what does it mean for us to be redempted or redemption. For we know that everyone needs redemption. Our natural condition was characterized by guilt. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 tells us God that. Christ's redemption has freed us from the guilt, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:24. But I want you to know some of us are still holding on to some guilt. What are the benefits of redemption? Now, the benefits of redemption includes eternal life. It tells us that over in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 10. It says, and they sung a new song, singing, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. 10. And has made us unto our God's king and priest, and we shall reign on earth. So in essence, and that was to those that were slain, those Christians that were slain because they would not take the mark. So there is redemption for those of us who are called, that have said, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and there is redemption. Now, another point is also another benefit, in essence, is the forgiveness of sin, Ephesians 1:7, which I've already read it, but I'm going to read it again, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Now, I want you to keep in mind that scripture, because I am going to talk about something that is so important for us as believers. Now, some other benefits is righteousness, Romans 5:17, freedom from the law, curse, Galatians 3:13, adoption in God's family. I like that one, Galatians 4:5, deliverance from sin and bondage. I need you to circle that one too. Titus 2:14, 1 Peter 1:14. And I think I just want to read those scriptures if you allow me. Titus 2:14 reads, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, praise God. Then 1 Peter 1:14-18 reads, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers. So in essence, the word is saying that we are redeemed. And then we get peace with God, and that's Colossians 1:18-20. And all the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And then certainly if you want these scriptures, you can just text me and I will give them to you. So to be redeemed then is to be forgiven, and justified, free, adopted, reconciled. And we got scriptures, Psalms 130:1-8, Luke 2:38, and Acts 20:28. So the word redeemed means is to be bought off. The term was used especially in reference to the purchase of slaves for freedom. And as African Americans, as we look at our history, as we go into the month of February, we look at so many projects that are coming on TV, the 1606 Project that deal with our heritage of slavery. So when we look at being redeemed, when we've been looked at being bought with a price, we can certainly see that there was a price or a ransom made for us to continue to be here and our freedom. But yet we understand as African Americans we are still struggling. But let's be clear, we are struggling because of sin. The application then that Christ dies on the cross is telling us that if we are redeemed, then our prior conditions, we were once in slavery. We were a slave to sin. And God has purchased us just like the slave master would purchase our ancestors on the block, on the sales block. As they brought our ancestors in off the boat, they would sell us. But in essence, they would pay a price. But God has paid a price for us to purchase our freedom. And even if we go back to the Israelites who were enslaved in Egypt, they were paid a price. So when we look at redemption, we can say, and we can read Galatians 3, chapter 3, 13, and 4 and 5, which reads, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. I'm just going to let that resonate for a minute. Praise God. Then Galatians 4 and 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Related to the concept of redemption is the word ransom. Ooh, praise God. Meaning, Jesus paid the price for our release from sin and its punishment. Matthew 20 and 28, even as the Son of Man came not to minister unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. So when you look at ransom, when you look at those being kidnapped, we know we watch a little television, praise the Lord, and you see those law shows, can't even Criminal Minds and Law and Order, praise God, Taken. You see that there are those that have been kidnapped and they ask for a ransom, or you need to pay me money in essence to get me back, to get them back. So I'm asking $100,000 to get Susie Lou back. That is a ransom. But here is the answer in 1 Timothy 2 and 6, who gave himself a ransom for us all to be testified in due time. In essence, Christ gave himself, he paid the money to redeem us back to God. Because we were lost, we were in our sins, we could not look upon God and live, because Moses said, can I look at you, God? Can I look at you? He said, no. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, if you look at me, you will die. But I tell you what I'm going to do. You get in the cliff, and I'm going to walk past you, and you can see my backside. Well, when Jesus came in Mark and in the Gospels, he paid the price to hang on a tree. His death was exchange for our lives. In fact, Scripture is quite clear that redemption is only possible through his blood, that is, by death. Colossians 1:14. The streets of heaven will be filled with former captives who, through no merit of their own, found themselves redeemed, forgiven, and free. Slaves to sin have become saints. No wonder we will sing a new song, a song of praise to the Redeemer who was slain, Revelation 5:9. We were slaves to sin, condemned to eternal separation with God, from God. Jesus paid the price to redeem us, resulting in freedom from slavery to sin and our rescue from eternal consequences of that sin. He provided redemption for his people. He obtained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Psalms 111:9. He paid the ultimate price with his life to rescue us from the presence of sin, presence of evil, age according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians 1:4. Our redemption is absolute in Christ Jesus. Through the cross, we are no longer slaves to sin, captives of our past. I want you to circle that one too. Captives of our past, present, circumstances, or free from what the future brings. It is the power of God himself that breaks sin's bondage, reconciles us to the right standing relationship with God forever. It cannot be stopped unless we stop it, hinder, or manipulate it. It is the wisdom of God revealed in Christ that has set us free. But my question to you this morning, are you really free? Because there is something that Satan tries to do to keep us from moving forward, and that's unforgiveness. And one of the things that we need to do as we have looked at all these things, all these divine calling in 2023, laying aside every weight, we have to learn to forgive ourselves and move forward in Christ. And a lot of us are holding on to unforgiveness. Now, what forgiveness is? Forgiveness is the fundamental principle to our fellowship and relationship with God. It is the pathway of restoration and reconciliation with God. It is not a take it or leave it option that only some of us expect to take, but it is mandated that we have been given by our Lord. We must forgive others, and we must forgive ourselves. In fact, the primary reason for coming to the earth was to provide forgiveness to man in order to reconcile him to God the Father. We've been talking about unattainable redemption. Some of the things I had you circle in this lesson related to forgiveness, because in order to have redemption, in order to understand, we must forgive. And a lot of us are holding on to those sins that Satan continues to convict us of. You know you're not right. You know you have not done what you're supposed to do, and you know that God does not love you. Well, I am here to let you know this morning that God loves you. He paid a price, and you have that unattainable redemption, meaning you have no control over it. You have no say because God did it, and it's already done. Now you can accept it. And see, the hardest thing for us is to accept. We are so insecure. We are so beat up by sin. What my mama did, what my daddy did. I've been abused. I've been raped. I've been lied on. And especially when we look at the media and we see what's going on in Memphis and we see what has happened to us as African Americans, we will get angry and frustrated and lash out. But I want you to know God is still in control. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created man to be holy in his own image so that he would be able to have consistent fellowship and communication with him. Sin removed that holy asset or state of man, which was required in order for man to have a relationship with a holy God. I said that Moses couldn't even look at God face to face and live because of sin. Sin is in the world. Sin is here. There's no doubt about it because of Adam and Eve, sin has occurred. As we're born into sin. And now, because of the pandemic, people say, well, we okay, or they make excuses for that sin. But there is no excuse for sin. Oh, I was made that way. Because of Christ Jesus, you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to wallow in your sins. You don't have to wallow with insecurity. You don't have to wallow with believing that God does not love you, because if he had not loved you, then you wouldn't have verse like John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, there's a song that says everlasting life. God provided a ransom of forgiveness that would redeem man, thus making him free from the bondage of alienation from God. Without forgiveness, there would be no way for men to be free to serve God and be in relationship with him. Without forgiveness, man would remain in bondage. And I am here to let you know on this morning, even as you have a relationship with God, Satan is trying to continue to keep you bonded. But as we move over into Black History Month, we will release the shackles of bondage to move forward in Christ Jesus, because we have been made new creatures in Christ, and we are free. We are free. We are free, and we have been forgiven. Forgiveness, although mandated for Christ, is a choice. Choosing it leads to freedom. It is not just a method to be learned, but also a truth to be lived. It is not just a word, but also an action that must be put into practice. Matthew 18:21-23. So in essence, God's unfailing love is full of redemption. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 130:7. It's simply wise to trust him and accept the work of salvation with absolute gratitude. If you don't know how to forgive yourself, then you can call upon the name of the Lord and he will forgive you. but I'm just going to give you a couple of points, because next month we're going to have some exciting lessons. We are going to get into what does it mean to be forgiven. Now, there is some healing powers of forgiveness. It alleviates depression, praise God. It makes you well. It gives you a heart that's healthy, praise God. And it is significant in letting go of the pain. Those are just some physical attributes of forgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So in essence, forgiveness is something that everybody must seek out in their lives. It's a gift given to us through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as with our faith as believers. And again, the act of death and victory over death that Jesus accomplished bridges the gaps for us as believers, allowing us a pathway to God when we earnestly seek him and seek his forgiveness. Now, I want to say this, saints of God, and I'm going to pray, praise God, because I'm done for this morning. We must understand that we are grappling with unresolved issues. As Christians, we bring our past issues into our belief system. And we have to stand on the Word of God and beginning really take the Word of God and repeat the Word of God and learn the Word of God and have that Word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against the Lord. And that means we've got to get it in our hearts so we can think it in our hands. And when we think it, not in our hands, but think it in our heads. When we think it in our heads, then we begin to operate or walk out that behavior. So in essence, there are some issues with the unconscious. And a lot of our emotions are buried down deep in that unconscious system of ours that we bury because we can't deal with the pain or the anxiety of what we're going through in everyday life. So it's called coping mechanisms. And we find a way to cope through our pain, our suffering, our issues. And certainly if we look at the day that we're living in, and we look at this day versus 20 or 30 years ago, it seems to be a different day, different problems, and different struggles. And if we will be true with ourselves, we will say, that's so bad, I don't know how to cope. But we cope in Christ Jesus. Everything we do is in Christ Jesus. We depend on Christ Jesus. We call upon the name of the Lord, and this word says we are saved. We call upon the name of the Lord for deliverance. We call upon the name of the Lord to help us cope and to help us forgive ourselves. That is, in essence, what ransom means. God paid price for us to be able to go to God in prayer, to go to Jesus Christ and call on him, and he will answer us. Why? Because we are in right standing with him, and we have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you this morning for everyone that's on the line this morning. I thank you, God, for the time. I thank you, God, that they set out time to listen to your word. And I pray for them right now, each and every one that's listening to the sound of my voice, each and every one that will hear me in the future. God, I pray, God, for them. I pray, God, that you will bless them indeed. I pray, God, that you will move mightily in their lives, God. I pray, God, that you'll bring them into a better understanding of your word and your power. As we are going out of January 2023 and going into February 2023, and certainly because you are coming back, the time has been redeemed. meaning it is getting faster and faster. And that's because you are on your way back. And Father God, we want to be ready. We want to live a holy and separated life. And therefore, God, we say, take out everything that's not like you, God. Take it out, take it out, take it out. And Father God, draw us closer to you. Draw us closer to you, God. Give us a mind to listen. Give us a mind, God, to seek you out. Father God, tune up all of our senses that we may hear you, that we may see you, that we may speak your word in our lives, and we know and we believe you by faith that we have been redeemed. And that redemption is not of our accord, it's not of our will, it's not something that we can control, but it has been given to us by you. We had no control at all. We had no authority at all. But Father God said, I need a person to go. And Lord Jesus, you said, I go. I will redeem your people back to you. And you are a redeemer. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a keeper. And therefore, God, we thank you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God, for this word. I pray, God, that it be hidden in the hearts of your people all over the world. Now, Father God, there may be somebody out there that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. I pray, God, that they will accept you, Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior by just repenting of their sins and saying, I have sinned, and God, I want you to forgive me of my sins, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, God, if they say that prayer, they are saved. And we pray for them, God. We pray, God, that they find themselves in a Bible-believing church and the word of God will be spoken over their lives. We pray for all those that may need healing on this morning. You said, by your stripes we're healed, and therefore we are delivered and set free, and we believe you by faith. This is our prayer on this morning. In all our ways we acknowledge you. Now direct our path. And also, God, put the armor upon us that we may not sin against thee, and we may see the enemy afar off. Give us the spirit of discernment. Give us to see the enemy and rebuke the enemy and stand and cast the enemy out. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you once again. We pray in the name of Jesus right now. I pray for Evangelist Terry Rogers. I pray, God, for healing in her body. I pray that you touch her mind. I pray that you strengthen this young lady for the work that she has and strengthen her, God, strengthen her mind, God, and encourage her soul. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one that are listening to me under the sound of my voice. We will be back on next Saturday, whether it's me or Evangelist Terry Rogers. I pray my strength in the Lord, and you be blessed. Bye-bye.